Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. And he shall be leave on. And he shall be a good man. And he shall be leave on. And tradition with the family plan. That's Sir Elton Brain. It's back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being hanging out with me. My website's the smallbusinessadvocate.com. The work for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Kelly Vlahos is going to become a longtime friend of ours. She's executive editor at the American Conservative. I need the website, Kelly.
Yeah.
What's the website?
www.theamericanconservative.com. You're making a comment about our new website because we have a new website. So.
Oh, good. I didn't know about that. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, it's a new design. So we had an old design dating back to 2012 and finally got up to the time. So,
got up to date. It's probably more mobile than before. Hey, Kelly, there's a quote from probably the 17th century. I think it was Pitt the Younger, as prime minister said a citizen, and I'm just paraphrasing, a citizen may live in a ramshackle humble abode. The wind may blow through it, the rain may fall in it, and it may be about to fall down, but the king and his men may not enter. And that was the forerunner of the English Bill of Rights, 1666, which became the model for our Bill of Rights. The king, the president, the governor may not enter. And that's metaphorical for my person, for my ability to live my life and to manage my own risk and to be a good citizen. I mean, it doesn't give people the right to yell fire in a crowded theater, but still we have these rights and they've been usurped. They've been impinged upon maybe necessarily because of COVID-19. But now that we're on the other side of this, we have to take those back, don't we?
Oh, yeah, because things can get really ugly. I mean, I don't know what your listeners might remember, you know, about the details, but after 9/11, they passed a lot of stringent laws included in the Patriot Act that, you know, rolled out in places like our nation's airport,
right, where
we began to cede a lot of our privacy. And now we're...
Like being frisked completely... Just because you flinched when the machine checked your body.
Yeah, I call it the stick it up, stick them up, you know.
Yeah.
And people were, you know, people like myself were pretty incensed, and I tried to get in another line. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want my kids to go through it.
Yeah.
But now I don't have a choice. If I want to travel, I got to do the stick them up. And I think because most Americans sort of said, well, this is the new normal. I got to do this. What do I have to hide?
Right.
I'm afraid that we will have the same situation here where we talked during the break about, you know, having your temperature taken before you get on a plane. Will that be the new normal?
That's an invasion of my privacy, though.
Yeah.
And folks, I know there are people out there who are going nuts when I say that. Whoa, you can't infect people. That's an invasion. Well, you know what, folks? This, you know, it's a dangerous world. People have gotten on the airplane with the flu before that I was on, and I don't catch the flu, but it could have. You know, I mean, you get on an airplane, it's a petri dish. You can't and how about governor saying, Kelly, it's my job to protect you. Actually, no, sir, it's not your job to protect me. But they say they think that,
right,
don't they?
Well, yeah, and what does that mean? I mean, does it mean for the next 20 years you would have to have your temperature taken every time you got on a train or a plane?
Or go into a restaurant for whatever.
You know, how much does their protection extend on you and your life and your home and your family?
One of the things I'd like to point out to people, Kelly, and I'll get your thoughts on this. The governors who have been the most restrictive and the most demagogic are the ones who have been exposed as frauds the most, like in New Jersey and Illinois and Chicago and Michigan and a few others. They didn't even follow their own rules. That shows you that these people aren't interested in your safety. They're interested in control. What do you think?
Well, I think that is the story of politicians in general. They're hypocrites.
Yeah.
And you see it all over Washington. You know, mm-hmm. Do as I say, not as I do. And
right.
You have politicians all over Capitol Hill who say one thing to the camera and do another behind the scenes, because they feel that they are on another level, another plane than you and I are. And they play by different rules. And when they're exposed, it's up to people like you and I and the press to hammer away at it and expose them.
We have to teach our kids too, don't we?
They never learn any lessons.
We have to teach our kids that this is not regular. This is not appropriate. This is not, and because they don't need to think this is normal, do they?
No, absolutely not. It's very frustrating because I see an advent of, you know, new norms in society because of this COVID, and without the debate surrounding it, in order to put some sort of stopgap on runaway intrusion into our privacy. And it bothers me because it reminds me how sheep-like a lot of people are, and I hate to say that because it sounds like I'm denigrating.
Kelly, hold on to that thought, Kelly. I got to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. We'll be right back with Kelly Vlahos. TheAmericanConservative.com is the website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.